You're on the edge, and it's our social space section. And this is what leads us to be able to speak with our guest here on the home run at this time. We have with us this evening Minister of State in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, but his portfolio is not why he's with us today. Days ahead of Father's Day, I don't know if you've had this happen to you as well, but we came upon some posts on social media about an initiative created by fathers for fathers, which have led us to reach out for a quick chat with the Minister. Minister, thank you for joining us this evening.
Hi, always a pleasure. Thank you, dear, and thank you for having me, and evening to all the listeners.
Thank you. Now, tell us a little bit about this Jamaican Dads podcast and the rationale behind it.
Yeah, so, you know, a group of us as friends who have varied experiences as fathers, you know, got to talking about our shared experience in fatherhood. And, you know, we have Garth, who has an 11-year-old and a 7-year-old, and I have a 7-year-old, and we have some new fathers to the team, Marlon, who has a 17-month-old, and Dennis, it's at a year. And we're talking about how difficult it is for fathers to find information that's specifically tailored to fathers, and for fathers to find a resource, to find a sort of a network that they could call upon. And we realize that all of us had that shared experience and had to really kind of depend on each other. So I had to call upon God when I was going through becoming a father, and then Dennis and Marlon had to call upon us. And we said to ourselves that, you know, this is definitely something that's missing. When we look at the literature, almost all the literature is specifically tailored for mothers. So we wanted to fill that gap that we saw, and that is to create a space, to create a resource that fathers could turn to, could rely upon to help them in the journey of fatherhood. And I think all of us know, you know, there's no manual for parenting. It can be a very challenging space, and it can be a very intimidating space for fathers. I don't think we have really spoken about that and shared that reality. So we decided to come up with a podcast called Jamaican Dad that features the four of us really tackling male issues in relation to being a father, and more general, just male issues in relation to our society. And we've decided to do it through a podcast and a YouTube channel, and we launch it this Father's Day.
You know what? If you haven't guessed us yet, we're speaking with the Honourable Floyd Green. And it is such a pleasure to hear our men standing up now and wanting to not just stand up, but to stand out. You mentioned the Jamaican Dads by first name. Can you introduce us to them a little bit more?
Yeah, so there's Dennis Brooks, who is a media practitioner and educator. He did a significant amount of time in the media on air, on radio, and now he is the director of communications at the Jamaica Constabulary Force. There is Marlon Campbell, who is a financial advisor and also an event promoter and an MC, a very good MC. Marlon worked through SagiCorps. There is Garth Williams, who, again, his background is media, studied media at the University of the West Indies, and now is the public relations officer for Jamaica Cricket Association. And then, well, you know, I am the other part of the team who, you know, my background before politics is law. But I guess, funnily, we've all known each other now for about 2 decades, having met at the University of the West Indies and became friends. And we've maintained that bond. And as such, I guess this shared experience, we believe that, you know, we should share it with a wider audience.
There is definitely this need for dads. And notice I'm saying dads as well,
yes,
because you say Jamaican dads with a Z.
Yeah.
But especially young fathers, to have a forum where they can share their experiences and useful advice to help each other. So how do individuals participate in this forum, which the four of you have created?
Yeah, so we decided to go to use the media that's popular now, and really to go with a podcast, but it will be across all podcast streams. Most phones now that come with music providers like Apple Music. They have a podcast, but we also wanted to give it the widest reach. So we also have a YouTube channel where we would post our episodes. So the idea is we're going to have an hour-long episode each week starting this Sunday. And you can access it through YouTube. You can also go to our Instagram page. And it's Jamaican Dads with a Z. I decided to go with the dads route because, again, if you know Jamaican culture, that is not only a father figure, but it's somebody who's looked up to as a leader. It's somebody who people really rely on. Our first episode that you hear on Father's Day spends a little time talking about what does it mean to be a dad, you know, and exploring some of those cultural realities in relation to Jamaica. So you will see a lot about fatherhood, but also just some of the bigger issues, some of the bigger questions. What does it mean in Jamaica to not have a child as a man? Is that something that's acceptable? All of the gelding jokes that come up and fatherhood, do you have to have a child to be a dad? Things of that nature. And, you know, and we're also going to talk about broader issues such as preparing for, you know, death. Do you have a will? Do you plan your estate? Things like financial advice. Do you invest in education programs for your child? Do you know what educational programs to invest in? How early is too early to start? What sort of financial assets do you have? Have you bought stock? Things of that nature. So it's going to be broad-based, but really giving a male perspective. And what you'll hear from time to time is that we bring in other people to, you know, give some advice. So, for example, one of the programs that I'm really looking forward to, we're going to be talking about the first 9 months, you know, from conception to childbirth. I know for me, it was a rough time, you know. Am I being there enough? Do I need to be there? Should I participate in decisions regarding choosing a gynecologist? Should I go on the visits to the gynecologist? Mm. Does it make a difference? Mm-hmm. You know, some things that probably we don't think that men think about, but men think about and often don't have the answers for.
Yes. And how interactive is your podcast going to be for the listener? How do we get our voice heard?
So and that's important. So the podcast, what we really plan to do, especially in terms of the interaction, is that what we want is the podcast will be pre-recorded. So we plan to engage while the podcast is being run via the social media platform. Mm-hmm. So, for example, come this Father's Day, we hope everybody will tune in and will use the hashtag Jamaican Dads, and that's Dads with a Z, right? Mm-hmm. And we'll use it to have a discussion about the discussion points. So we will put out the main discussion points via like Twitter, Instagram, and try to generate that, and Facebook, and try to generate that discussion. And then we're also trying to work on going live, going on a radio station. But until then, you know, this is the approach we're going to take. We're going to have the pre-recorded podcast, have them aired, and then have discussions around them so that people can share. And I want to use this opportunity to say to people, you know, we don't believe we have all the answers. We're still learning the journey of fatherhood. Clearly, you know, our most experienced father has 11 years. So, you know, there's still a lot of experience to go. So if you have resources, if you have things you want to share with the Jamaican dads, please, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. Send us a direct message. Send us a message. We'll follow up. You can also email us, JamaicanDadsPodcast@gmail.com, so that we can all share in this platform. What we're really trying to do is create a platform for not just Jamaican men, but for men in general around fatherhood.
And I know there's been a change as well, but it's really comforting for me as a woman to hear men unafraid now to stand up and say how you want to stand out as men.
Let me tell you, one of the main reasons I want to do this also is because we do find that almost a lot of the stories that are regularly shared about the man and fatherhood are not good stories, right? And that is because for a lot of people, that is the reality. And that's also because, you know, bad stories and bad news oftentimes get shared a lot quicker than good stories and good news. We want to highlight and showcase some good fathers, and there are a lot of good Jamaican fathers out there who have sacrificed tremendously. I know, you know, my own father, Ronald Green, who went and worked abroad, but even though he worked and lived abroad, never made me feel like I did not have a father in my life. I did more than just providing resources, you know. I want to tell those stories. I want to highlight those stories because we believe those stories can inspire other fathers, other young men, to stand up and be good fathers.
I'm really happy to hear that you're saying it's not just a Father's Day initiative, but you want to take it beyond as well.
So the first season will be 12 episodes, and the plan is to keep going. So we launch on Father's Day, and we will have episodes every other week until we finish our first season, which is 12 episodes.
Well, there you have it. You have been listening to the Honourable Floyd Green, who, while he is the State Minister in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, has joined us today on a more personalised platform. And this is being a father with father for fathers. So thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, Minister.
Yes,
we wish you the very, very best.
Hope you tune in. Hope you enjoy. We look forward for your feedback.
How can we not want to see you in action? And let me just take this opportunity while I have you here to wish you happy Father's Day personally. And also to your co-hosts when it comes. And we will continue reminding everyone to join you. It's a wonderful initiative. Thank you so much for sharing with us here on The Edge.
No problem. All right. We're good.
Thank you. So do remember to check out the Jamaican Dads podcast and participate. It's definitely important for our men to have this kind of forum to share ideas, to ask burning questions. And I guess I, for one, as a woman looking in, I'm going to be interested to see how fathers really help fathers to be fathers. And look out for it on Sunday, Father's Day. Did you remember Sunday's Father's Day? Good, something to do. Dennis Brooks, Marlon Campbell, Garth Williams, Floyd Green, Jamaican Dads with a Z.